Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. It is June 19th, 2025. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you. Hold on one just second here. We had almost a severe storm come through. That's why I'm on a little late. I had to make sure we were reconnected to the internet because we almost had a severe storm come through. It changed three times on the radar, but praise God, it passed by us. I was able to jump on, so this is why I'm a little late. Welcome to everybody coming in right now in the United States and around the world. I just saw Sweden, actually. So welcome to our international audience coming in. We're so happy to have you. I see Florida, New Jersey. We love our neighbors in New Jersey. You guys have a breed of driving all of your own. I have to say, hats off to you. And these are from New York drivers telling you this. South Carolina, Massachusetts. Oh, let's see. Arkansas, Colorado, Dallas, Texas, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Washington State, I see Colorado, Maryland, Hawaii coming in, North Carolina, multiple Texas. Guess who's up here? Sadie, you could tell she's feeling better because she's jumping. I know she's jumping on the table again. I know you want to go on the table. Just don't hit mama's keyboard. I know. Don't hit mama's keyboard while people are coming on here. I see Canada, Alabama. Yep, Sadie's here. She's here. And let's see who else. Nebraska, Oregon, Louisiana. And there's so many of you pouring on. Welcome, welcome to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. I love you guys as well. And thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So we've got a lot to get into tonight as America is at a heightened alert level right now, given the situation that is unfolded in the Middle East. We're going to break it down prophetically. We're going to get into a lot of what has developed. We're going to get into prophetically what is developed. We're going to get into prophecy as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up in prayer and we're going to dive right in because we have a lot to cover tonight because basically in the month of June, it has completely erupted all of this in the month of June, which is no surprise being what it is dubbed because the enemy attempted to dub it Pride Month. And so it's no surprise that all of this erupted all at once. So let's open up in prayer as people are coming on, and then we're going to get right into tonight because we have a lot to cover tonight. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, Father God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we sin and fall short. Father, we all sin and fall incredibly short of the glory of God, and we praise you. Your mercies are new every single day, Father. And Lord, we come before your courts with praise and thanksgiving, saying your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father. Lord, we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Pesach Lamb, the Passover Lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And Lord, we just praise you that he made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. He literally took the keys from death. He defeated hell, death, and the grave. He rose again. He ascended back into heaven. He victoriously took his place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is our advocate without ceasing, day and night. And we honor that, Lord, before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill this place, Father God. Lord, let your power, your might, your truth, and the weight of your glory fall. Let your presence mightily go forth, that the Holy Spirit would go forth and be the counselor tonight, Father God. Lord, order my words, order our steps as we go forth tonight, Father God. Fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. According to Ephesians chapter 6, put your whole and complete armor on us tonight, Lord, as we go forth. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Lord, allow me and our team the humble privilege of being a vessel of your power, Lord. Father, we ask you send your holy angels in the name of Jesus Christ of all offices, rankings, and divisions to fill this place, to surround the skies, the land above and below, and to guard against every dimensional access point as we go forth tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, slander, and threat that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, familiar spirits, Father God, willing vessels would attempt. We command in the name of Jesus Christ, it is broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted as they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the pitch dry places and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We most certainly just the clay. We are dust of the earth without your breath breathed into us. We owe you every breath, Father God. Yahweh is the breath, and we owe you every breath we take, Father God. We give you all the glory tonight, Father God. Take all the glory for yourself as we go forth in you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those who are jumping on during prayer. We're so happy to have you with us. So we have a lot to get into tonight. So if you could share this broadcast right now, like and subscribe, we would greatly appreciate it because there's a lot to break down because it's unfolding in a way, hour by hour, what is happening in the Middle East, what is happening with President Trump, his cabinet in the Situation Room, the decisions that are being made, you know, this could change hour to hour. And we're going to get into that. So basically right now, America, I believe, is at an alert level of DEFCON 3, which means that the military is ready. I believe that the Air Force could be in the air within 15 minutes if needed for an attack. And this is our current level. And maybe it is that way because President Trump is expected within the next 2 weeks to make a decision on whether the United States gets involved and attacks Iran and helps with striking Iran and its underground nuclear facilities that are literally in a mountain. It's literally buried, I believe, in a mountain, as well as the bunker that the Ayatollah Khomeini is in. So that is where we are at with that right now. The 2 week maximum mark within the time scope that his press secretary gave today to make a decision would put us at the day before July 4th. It would put us at about July 3rd, literally the day before America's Independence Day. So that is something else to note as July 4th or July 5th being a target date. So just keep that in mind as well as we go forth. Now, I want to read to you a few scriptures before I begin to break down what is happening, because I think it's important to look to the word of God in this as we see these things unfolding. And we're going to keep revisiting scripture throughout this when we talk about this. But first in the book of Hosea chapter 5, verse 5, it says, "The pride of Israel testifies to his face. Therefore, Israel and Ephraim stumble in their iniquity. Judah also stumbles with them." Now, I'm reading that because it's interesting that they've launched Operation Rising Lion, and lions tend to hunt in a pride. It's called the pride of lions when they go out, and it happened to happen in Pride Month. Also, this one, Hosea 5, 8 through 9, I believe prophetically, is for Benjamin Netanyahu right now. And this is what it says. "Blow the ram's horn in Gibeah, the trumpet in Ramah, cry aloud at Beth Avon. Look behind you, O Benjamin. Look behind you. Okay, so that is like a warning. Look behind you. Look at what's coming up behind you, Benjamin, right now. Don't leave that unguarded. Don't leave that unchecked. Look behind you right now. So Hosea chapter 5, verse 8 through 9 is for Benjamin Netanyahu right now, because I believe there's something coming from the back here that he needs to be alerted to and made very aware of to watch right now in the middle of this. I want to go to Isaiah chapter 2, verses 15 through 22. We're going to go to Isaiah 2 and Isaiah 5, 25, because we're in the year 2025. So Isaiah 2, verses 15 through 22, then the pride of man will be humbled and the arrogance of men will be degraded. The Lord alone shall be exalted in that day, and the idols will completely vanish. They will go into the caves of the rocks. They will go into the rocks. They will go into the mountains, which is exactly where they are right now, and into the holes of the ground, fleeing from the terror and dread of the Lord and from the splendor of his majesty when he arises to terrify the earth. And that day men will throw away to the moles and to the bats their idols of silver and their idols of gold, which they made for themselves to worship, to go into the caverns of the rocks and into the clefts of the cliffs as they flee from the terror and dread of the Lord and the splendor of his majesty when he arises to terrify the earth. Stop regarding man whose breath of life is in his nostrils, for why should he be esteemed? That is Isaiah 2, 15 through 22, and that is exactly what's gone on. They've retreated now. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard, which Israel hit one of their bunkers, I believe today or yesterday, got to one of their bunkers. The Ayatollah and his family have retreated now into the caverns of the mountains as well. So this applies here. And Isaiah 5, right? Isaiah 2, Isaiah 5, 25. Isaiah 5, verses 8 through 30 says, woe, judgment is coming to those who join house to house and join field to field until there is no more room, so that you have to live alone in the midst of the land. In my ears, the Lord of hosts said, be assured that many houses will become desolate. Even great and beautiful ones will be unoccupied. For 10 acres of vineyard will yield only one bath of wine, and a homer of seed will produce one ephah of grain. Woe, judgment is coming to those who rise early in the morning to pursue intoxicating drink, who stay up late in the night till wine inflames them. They have lyre and harp, tambourine and flute and wine at their feasts, but they do not regard nor even pay attention to the deeds of the Lord, nor do they consider the work of his hands. Therefore, my people go into exile because they lack knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their common people are parched with thirst. Verse 14, therefore Sheol has increased its appetite and opened its mouth beyond measure. So it talks about that. Now, I want to jump ahead here a little bit in this to verse 16. But the Lord of hosts will be exalted in justice, and God the Holy One will show himself holy in righteousness. Then the lambs will graze among the ruins as in their pasture, and strangers will eat in the desolate places of the exiled. Woe, judgment is coming to those who drag along wickedness with cords of falsehood, and sin as if with cart ropes, towing their own punishment, who say, let him move speedily, let him expedite his work so that we may see it, and let the purpose of the Holy One of Israel approach and come to pass so that we may know it. Verse 20, woe, judgment is coming to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe, judgment is coming to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever and shrewd in their own sight. That right now is for the conservative spectrum as well, that particular verse. Verse 22, woe, judgment is coming to those who are heroes at drinking wine and men of strength and mixing intoxicating drinks, who justify the wicked and acquit the guilty for a bribe and take away the rights of those who are in the right. Therefore, as the tongue of fire consumes the stubble and the dry grass collapses into the flame, so their root will become like rot and their blossom blown away like fine dust, because they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts and despised and discarded the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, it says the anger of the Lord burns, basically. against his people, and he has stretched out his hand against them and has struck them down. And the mountains trembled. That it goes on to say, the mountains trembled. Their dead bodies lay like rubbish in the middle of the streets. In spite of all this, God's anger is not turned away, but his hand is still stretched out in judgment. So that's verse 26. Now we'll stop there. You could go to verse 30 if you want, because verse 29, I'll skip to verse 29, says their roaring is like a lioness. They roar like young lions. This is okay. Isaiah 5 verse 29. Their roaring is like a lioness. They roar like young lions. They growl and seize their prey and carry it off, and there is no one to save it. And this operation is called Operation Rising Lion. And it says, verse 30, in that day, they will roar against them like the roaring of the sea. And if one looks to the land, in fact, there is darkness and distress. Even the light will be darkened by its clouds. Just some interesting imagery here, given what we see happening right now. And that's Isaiah chapter 2 and Isaiah chapter 5, which is 25, which is the year that we are in. And I saw a very prophetic picture today that was posted that I think says it all for what we see unfolding. So we can put up the picture, because this picture that I saw, I thought, isn't this prophetic for the time that we're in? It is a lion and it is three eagles coming in with the lion. I saw this picture posted today and I said, if this isn't a picture of what is happening right now, I don't know what is. So I wanted to share that with you, because I saw this picture posted on Instagram today and I said, this is a sign of the times. And I wanted to share that with you. Also, I'm going to play for you a clip right now. There is prophecy going back to 2019. About the hunter shall become the hunted. President Trump said something recently. A viewer actually sent it to us at the Hello email. He said it within the past few days, I believe, at the White House. So we're going to play the clip for you of what President Trump said, and then we're going to play the prophecy clips from you from their respective years.
I was the hunted, and now I'm the hunter.
I'm going to read to you the words from the Lord having to do with all of this right now before we go on, because I think it's important for us to go back to it. November 26, 2019. They are not the ringmasters, says the Lord. They are indeed the fools and the clowns in a very convoluted charade that has been put on display to open the eyes wide of the people and yanking up by the root for all to see the true motivation of these false excavations that the enemy's agents have taken part in a witch hunt, where they shall now become the hunted for dare attempting to hunt my children down and take them down, says the Lord of hosts. How dare they? The hunter shall now become the hunted, and the hunted are moving on and soaring to glory and shall be above and not beneath. So those that have been hunted by the hunters are going to move on and soar, and the hunters now will become the hunted. I am preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies and those who have persecuted you, says the Lord. Truly, you shall eat the meal of victory, for the time has come for my children to break through and break away from the cycles, tricks, and backdoor shackles the enemy has attempted to use to keep them from continuing in my plan for where we are at now. And what is going to take place is such a threat to his kingdom and the propaganda he cycles. He's talking about the enemy. Propaganda he cycles out, that he has attempted to find any way in through anyone around you to oppress, depress, drain, and siphon from you. Not only the blessings of the Lord, but that's capitalized, the spiritual gifts that cause you to thrive. However, I'm getting the enemy by the hollow of his leg and putting him out of joint, where they cannot latch on or chain my children any longer, for by force of my word, that's capitalized, these shackles are breaking, those holes are weakening, and those attempting to hinder and oppose what I know is best for my children will by force be moved out of the way and put in a position where they cannot as easily meddle or attempt to override my agenda with a falsified one that the enemy and his merry band of familiar spirits have convinced those around you that certain things are of a concern when they are not even on my radar for your life right now, says the Lord. So that was November 26, 2019. Then we have September 14th, 2020. Because remember, when the Lord repeats himself, it's getting closer, right? Normally, when the Lord repeats himself, I know it is the event is drawing close. September 14th, 2020. The hunt is on, says the Lord. The hunt is on. The hunter shall switch in the blink of an eye and become the hunted. For I, the Lord God, am reversing the current. I am reversing the current. For many are attempting to create a current that runs opposing Almighty God, that opposes the people of God. A raging river of a current. Rage being the key word, my children. There is an attempted advance of a raging river. And raging rivers are bumpy. They are furious. However, I, the Lord, starting Rosh Hashanah, shall bring forth strategic events that shall begin to reverse the current, the rapids. And then we go to April 7th, 2023. The persecuting spirit has been sent forth with force to intimidate the people through the events unfolding in your nation. Those who grin at such, what a sad and pathetic group, says the Lord. They shall find themselves flat on their backs. Those grins will not last for long as they think they have hunted down prey. The hunter shall become the hunted. This will echo in this season once again. It has gone forth. However, the hunters have set themselves up to become prey, for they shall be hunted down by their own agendas, by their own accusations, by their own weapons of destruction, that they shall lose control of these beasts, and they shall become the hunted for what they have done. So that was the last one. That was April 7th, 2023. Praise the Lord. So that was, what happened was President Trump, as you saw at the beginning, said, I was the hunted, and now I'm the hunter. And those words came out of his mouth, and they came out of his mouth in the last few days. Now, before these words left his mouth, there was actually one more from, let's see. Hold on here. I'm going to get you the date because I have it highlighted. March 12th, 2025. It was the Purim word. The word right before Purim. And it said in capitals, the hunter shall become the hunted, shall echo again in this time, in this season, says the Lord. So that was from March 12th. So all of these together started at 2019. The word going all the way up to 2025, March of 2025, and President Trump, just within the past few days or so, stood on the White House lawn, I believe it was, and he said just that. I was the hunted, now I am the hunter. So I wanted to share that with you because that shows you his mentality right now with everything going on, with everything done to him, and now the position he's in and what he's going to do with that position. So I just wanted to share that with you. All right, let me go back up here and we're going to continue here on as people are still jumping on. Welcome to all of you who've been jumping on during all of this. Okay, now we're going to put up the news article and this is when we're going to start to talk prophetically is right here. Okay, Israel-Iran live updates. Trump will make decision on Iran within 2 weeks, White House says. The White House press secretary, Caroline Levitt, shared the message from President Trump. So within 2 weeks, there will be a decision on what the White House is going to do with Iran, whether they are going to get involved and join the effort in taking out Iran's facilities that are deep underground and basically deep in mountains, because the United States has something called a bunker busting bomb that would be needed to take out something like this. Let's put it that way. So this decision literally could come tomorrow. It could come July 3rd, the day before our Independence Day. Think about this. Troops could be deployed to the Middle East. So we need to be vigilant in praying and interceding right now for wisdom for President Trump, his military leaders, and his cabinet in this, because the gravity of this situation is not lost on us. The level of pressure and that he is in right now, having to make this decision, pray for wisdom for him and for strategy for him and spiritual intelligence to be given him that could only come from the throne room of God. So continue to pray that for him in the middle of this. Okay, now, May 14th, 2024, I did a broadcast, and it was called National Leaders, The Time of Daniel and the Writing on the Wall. Right? Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin, you have been judged and found wanting, and now your kingdom shall be divided. That was May 14th. It talked about entering a time like Daniel. September 26, 2024, I had done a broadcast, prophetic alert, the time of Daniel and a hostile takeover. And Daniel 10, what we are looking at, what is happening right now, we are literally looking at that time of Daniel that was talked about in May of 2024 and September of 2024, warning we were entering that time. And we are in a time like Daniel 10. And I'm going to read to you Daniel 10, verses 1 through 14. Now, interestingly enough, 10 plus 1 plus 14 equals 25, which is the year we're in. So it adds up that way as well, that we are really in a time like Daniel 10. And it says, in the third year of King Cyrus, okay, or Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, who was named Belshazzar. And the message was true, and it referred to great conflict, warfare and misery. And he understood the message and had an understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, had been mourning for 3 entire weeks, which is 21 days. I ate no tasty food, nor did any meat or wine enter my mouth. And I did not anoint myself at all for the full 3 weeks. Verse 4, on the 24th day of the first month. Now, I want you to focus on the 24th day, because we are at the 19th right now. June 24th would fall within that 2-week window of President Trump making that decision whether to attack Iran. So it says, on the 24th day of the first month, as I was on the bank of the great river Hiddekel, which means Tigris, I raised my eyes and looked, and behold, there was a certain man dressed in linen, whose loins were girded with a belt of pure gold of Uphaz. His body also was like beryl. His face had the appearance of lightning. His eyes were like flame torches. His arms and his feet like the gleam of burnished bronze, and the sound of his words was like the noise of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for men who were with me did not see the vision. Nevertheless, a great panic overwhelmed them, so they ran away to hide themselves. So I was left alone with this great vision, yet no strength was left in me, for my normal appearance turned to a deathly pale, and I grew weak and faint with fright. Then I heard the sound of his words, and when I heard the sound of his words, I fell on my face in a deep sleep with my face towards the ground. Verse 10, then behold, a hand touched me and set me unsteadily on my hands and knees. So he said to me, O Daniel, you highly regarded and greatly beloved man, understand the words that I'm about to say to you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. And while he was saying this word to me, I stood up trembling. Then he said to me, verse 12, do not be afraid, Daniel, for from the first day you set your heart on understanding this and on humbling yourself before God, which is the opposite of pride, your words were heard, and I have come in response to your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia was standing in opposition to me for 21 days. The prince of the kingdom of Persia was the principality and the ruler in the spirit that ruled over Persia. So when Daniel prayed, Gabriel was dispatched. When Gabriel was dispatched, the prince of Persia then came to withstand Gabriel and prevent Gabriel from entering that territory in order to get to Daniel. And this principality did this for 21 days, which is 3 weeks. Remember that number in the middle of this conflict, 21 days. Then behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, or one of the archangels, came to help me, for I had been left with the kings of Persia. So Gabriel was left battling the kings of Persia, who are withstanding the Lord's business from getting through. And Michael is dispatched, the warring angel, the archangel, to go engage the kings of Persia in the realm of the spirit, the principalities, in order to remove the threat out of the way. So while you're seeing this battle go on in the natural, there are warring angels being dispatched in the spirit to the Middle East to battle the principality of Persia. This is a Daniel 10 moment. This is why in May of 2024 and September of 2024, the Lord had me sound the alarm and said, we're entering a time like Daniel, where there was a spiritual clash over the territory of Persia that spilled over into the natural. And the Lord allowed Daniel to see it from the perspective of both. He opened his eyes so he could understand it from the realm of the spirit, and he can understand it in the natural. And verse 14 says, now I've come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision is in regard to the days yet to come. So this is a Daniel 10 moment, right? And the two numbers to remember in this entire conflict are on the 24th day, which we are 5 days away from June 24th, on the 24th day, and 21 days Persia withstood, which is 3 weeks. So remember those two numbers in this conflict as we see these things unfold. So this is the Prince of Persia withstanding. This is Pharaoh right now, the Ayatollah Khomeini, and that rulership is the Prince of Persia. It is Pharaoh stiffening his neck and defying God and refusing to surrender. That is this situation that we are actively witnessing. And in fact, we're going to put up an article for you. And we're going to talk about some of this. Khomeini rejects Trump's call for surrender, issues warning if U.S. intervenes. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khomeini stood defiant in the face of President Donald Trump's threat, saying an intervention would be met with irreparable damage. In a televised address, Khomeini sought to reassure Iranians amid increasing signals that the United States could join Israel in its assault on Iran. He turned to Iranian history to wave off Trump's threats, warning of retaliation if any actions were taken against Tehran. We're going to put another article up for you right now. Iran's leader signed his own death warrant with new speech, ex-Obama official says. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khomeini made himself an even bigger target with a defiant speech, according to a foreign policy expert. President Donald Trump, who has said he knows where Khomeini is hiding, has demanded the complete give up or surrender of Iran as he considers a military strike alongside Israel. But the country's supreme leader struck a defiant note Wednesday in a nationally televised address. The Prince of Persia withstanding. The Prince of Persia withstanding. He withstood 21 days and then he was moved out of the way. This is what we're actively watching. And the article goes on to say, intelligent people who know Iran, the Iranian people and its history will never speak to this nation in threatening language because the Iranian nation will not surrender, Khomeini said. And the Americans should know that any U.S. military intervention will undoubtedly cause irreparable harm to them because most likely they're going to try to activate their proxies in this nation. And that could be part of the reason that the threat level is at DEFCON 3 right now as well. Now, I'm going to show you something very interesting that the Lord, I perceive it to be the Lord, took me back to show me in a different way. The Ayatollah Khomeini is 86 years old. He was born April 19th, 1939. Now, 9/11 happens to be in the date of his birth, which is interesting. But if we remember about, 3 weeks ago, a month ago, James Comey posted something publicly. He posted rocks on a beach that spelled out 8647. Thank you. So James Comey, if we all remember, post this. 8647, right? Now, the Ayatollah, now I understand what 86 means. You know, it means to get rid of something or dispose of them. I get that. But the Ayatollah this year is 86 years old. Trump is the 47th president. What if this was a code as well to activate something with Iranian cells in this nation. What if 8647 had a deeper meaning here than we initially thought? Yes, we all know he was pointing that at President Trump, but being that the Ayatollah Khomeini is 86, and James Comey puts this out before all of this erupts, before, could it be that this has a deeper meaning for something being activated in this nation when it comes to terror cells? This is something the Lord stopped me today and had me take another look at when I saw this. I think there's something deeper here beyond the swipe he was taking at President Trump with this, because this broke out not long after James Comey posts this. So keep watch on this and just pray about this, because I wanted to point this out to you. And yes, 8647, if we look at it another way, Ayatollah is 86, Trump is 47, they're clashing right now. So this is very cryptic and very deep why on earth this was posted. And the stones were put on sand. What is sand synonymous with? The Middle East. Okay, so this, I think, goes way, way, way deeper than anybody initially thought. Now, someone just posted in the chat too, if you add 8 plus 6 plus 4 plus 7, you get 25. You get 25. So 86, 47 in 25. Just think about this for a minute, because I think this just went so deep when he put this out, and he didn't think that, you know, people were going to get onto it, because this whole thing broke out not long after this. So I'm just saying, this was put out for way more sinister reasons. 86, 47 in 25. Ayatollah, Trump clashing in 25. And I also think it was a signal potentially to activate the proxies, Iranian terror proxies that are in this nation. I think that's what this was. And it was put on sand. It was stone that was put on sand. So just keep that in mind and continue to pray and watch for this, because I think this is going to reemerge. I think it's going to reemerge. So let's go for a moment. Moving along here to 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 36. It says, then he said to him, because you have not obeyed the voice of the Lord, surely as soon as you depart from me, a lion shall kill you. And as soon as he left him, a lion found him and killed him. Operation Rising Lion. Because you have not obeyed the voice of the Lord, surely as you depart from me, a lion shall kill you. Now, interesting scripture verse in 1 Kings, considering what we see going on. And like I said, lions hunt in a pride. And June is known as Pride Month. Now, let's put up another news article here from ABC News. Ayatollah is the head of the snake, Israeli president tells ABC. Israeli President Isaac Herzog told ABC News that Israel can win the war against Iran without the U.S., but said that removing Iran's nuclear threat serves the free world, including the U.S. Asking what he would say to President Donald Trump, Herzog said, I trust his judgment, and I'm sure he'll make the right decision. Now, the Ayatollah is the head of the snake. Back in late January of 2025, on the Chinese calendar, Chinese New Year, we entered the year of the snake. Okay. The word from the Lord, April 4th, 2025. Okay. Because what this man said is prophecy fulfilling. April 4th, 2025, word from the Lord, 1 week before Passover. I shall judge that spirit of Amalek, says the Lord. I shall judge the outcry it is bringing within the earth, for Iran has been enticed, says the Lord. They have been enticed by a serpent to come out for a strike, says the Lord. However, says the Lord, it shall be a backdraft through the Ayatollah's court, says the Lord, and the generals, says the Lord, shall be scattered as fire is rained down. For the move they shall make for a very sharp maneuver shall come forth out of Iran. They are enticed by a serpent to come out for a strike. And here we go. The Israeli president is calling the Ayatollah the head of the snake. And when you're going to take out a snake, you go for the snake at the head. Okay, so they're being very clear here about what their plans are. And when it comes to this, a lot of people don't understand the conflict between Israel and Iran. They understand it on the surface. And so what I'm going to try to do is try to explain it to you in a way where we go deeper into why Iran is doing what they're doing beyond Isaac and Ishmael, because we know this all goes back to Isaac and Ishmael and what happened with Abraham and Hagar and Abraham and Sarah, and Isaac and Ishmael were birthed from those two relationships, and it started there. The contention started there. However, I'm going to explain to you in a nutshell what this conflict boils down to, because if you understand what it boils down to, you know how to pray, you know how to intercede, you know how to break it down, you know how to understand it. So what this Iran-Israel conflict boils down to is there are two types of Islam in Iran. There is Sunni Islam and there is Shiite Islam. The regime in Iran is led by Twelver Shia Islam, it's called. The reason it is called this is because they believe the original prophet Muhammad is not the correct lineage of the prophets. The correct lineage is of his son-in-law and cousin. That is indeed the correct lineage. And the 12th Imam, which was the prophet Mahdi or Mahdi, this prophet was said to have gone into hiding around the time of 937 CE. And the theory is the final prophet will emerge once justice and equality has been achieved in the world. And what they believe achieves this justice and equality is the last drop of blood of Israel falls. So the end of Israel, the complete destruction of Israel, will bring back this final prophet, Mahdi, out of hiding, who they claim went into hiding in 937 CE, and they need to destroy Israel to bring back the 12th Imam. And this is why they are always chanting death to Israel, death to America. It is their battle cry of we will destroy you so that our 12th Imam, our prophet, can come out of hiding and arise in the earth. This is what this boils down to. Now, I believe this will be associated with the Antichrist, who they believe is the 12th Imam, is really going to be the Antichrist. This is why Iran also is enriching uranium. It isn't just for nuclear power, because in their eyes, a nuclear weapon utilized against Israel would destroy and obliterate Israel, bring justice and equality to the world, and would bring back the Mahdi, the 12th Imam, back onto the world scene. This is what it boils down to, this conflict. They believe annihilating Israel brings the Mahdi, the 12th Imam. And this is what they're after. And so, very interesting that it would be Operation Rising Lion that would emerge, because Almighty God is the Lion of Judah, against their plans to attempt to do this. So basically, the Ayatollah Khomeini, that ruling class, are who are the Twelver Shiite, subscribe to the Twelver Shiite Islam, basically, and subscribe to this fact that the Mahdi is in hiding and they have to destroy Israel in order to bring the Mahdi out of hiding. And this is why they are so desperate, in a nutshell, to destroy Israel. Now, what's interesting about why this conflict erupted this year of all years, we have a news article, and I'm going to explain this to you because this is cyclical. This is prophetically cyclical, what we see, and I'll explain how. But it says, with Trump in the White House, Iranians mark the anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Okay. Tens of thousands of Iranians marked the anniversary of the country's 1979 Islamic Revolution, the first such rally since President Donald Trump returned to the White House and restarted his maximum pressure campaign targeting Tehran. The annual commemoration of the end of the rule of American-backed Shah. So the Shah was overthrown. In the Iranian Revolution, the Shah, which was more democratic, was overthrown. Mohammad Reza Pahlavi and the creation of Iran's Shiite theocracy comes this year as deep uncertainty lingers across the country. Now, this revolution, this Iranian or Islamic revolution, really started in 1978. It ended 2 months into 1979. This year would make it the 47th year of the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, the 47th year. And in the 47th year of that anniversary, Donald Trump comes in as the 47th president, and we are watching a reversal of the Islamic Revolution happen, where that regime that cause the revolution to come to power is now in a divine reversal, being overthrown 47 years later with Donald Trump as the 47th president, because this is a year of Purim reversals. I had said this towards the beginning of the year. This is a year of reversals. It's a year of divine reversals. It wasn't just late February, early March, around the time of Purim. This is a year of Purim. It is a year of divine reversals. And 47 years ago, the Ayatollah did this. Now, we all know past the 40-year mark in scripture, 40 has to do with testing and judgment, right? We're at the 47th year mark. And now it's reversing at the 47th year mark with the 47th president, President Trump, sitting in the White House currently, while we are actively watching the IRGC and the Ayatollah Khomeini be overthrown. We are actively watching this reversal happen from 1978. That is prophetic. This is not an accident that this is happening now. There are appointed times that come before the throne of God for these things to take place. And we are watching an appointed time this happened. So this is no mistake that this is all happening when it's happening. As well, I'm going to read to you from July 3rd, 2023, word from the Lord. And we're going to put up the article and show you what's happening with this in the middle of all this, what's happening with the embassies. But it says, July 3rd, 2023, watch the embassies, says the Lord, in this hour, and attempt to distract. Pray for the embassies, the U.S. embassy in Israel. Pray for a security breach is at hand, for a multi-city attack on the embassies has been planned in order to create smoke to hide the fire that stretches across the oceans to lands that do not know me, capital, says the Lord. So let's put up the ABC News article. Now, I believe the U.S. Embassy in Israel was hit, not horribly, but I believe shrapnel or something from a missile got and the embassy had some damage to it. But basically, they are evacuating. Some diplomats' family members being evacuated from U.S. Embassy in Israel, officials say. So they're beginning to evacuate diplomats and family members from the U.S. Embassy in Israel. They're being flown out of the country now because of what's happening, according to two State Department officials familiar with this matter. Given the ongoing situation and as a part of the embassy's authorized departure status, mission personnel have begun departing Israel through a variety of means, a State Department spokesperson said. Now, they basically, the U.S. ambassador to Israel as well, Mike Huckabee, confirmed as well that the U.S. Embassy is working to evacuate Americans from the country amid the Iran-Israel aerial conflict. So Mike Huckabee, Ambassador Huckabee, confirm this as well. I also think it's wonderful what he texted President Trump in the midst of this. God bless Ambassador Huckabee for doing that as well. Now, I want to read this to you. April 4th, 2025. I want to read to you this word from the Lord because this may come into play. So I'm going to read it again now, this excerpt, because of Iran is warning irreparable damage to the U.S., right? That's what they're warning if the U.S. gets involved in this. April 4th, 2025, word from the Lord. Peter, Peter, capitals of the Pentagon. Do not capital deny me in this hour, says the Lord, for your position, but stand firm in faith and boldly proclaim me within the Department of Defense, within the Pentagon, and I shall reveal the codes, says the Lord. I shall reveal the codes of ISIS and Dearborn, says the Lord. The codes encrypted shall now be decoded, revealing the points on the map for a very capital serious attack. As that serpent and sheikh, what did the Israeli president call the Ayatollah? The head of the snake. As that serpent and sheikh shall rear up for a strike around the time of Passover going to June. They're going to rear up for a strike around the time of Passover going to June. That's when this erupted, says the Lord. And I, the Lord, shall expose the codes and the trail and underground railroad of sorts that shall now be brought to the surface in this time and expose those even in Congress who assisted with their crimes. For Congress members in this time shall be impeached and removed, says the Lord. That was April 4th, 2025. And I believe this is going to come into play in Dearborn is in the middle of this. In the middle of this, you're going to see this, what's being spoken here, come into play. So I wanted to read it now, again, as we're watching this unfold, basically hour to hour, because there's been a two-week window given here that President Trump has said he'll decide within these 2 weeks whether he's going to get militarily involved in taking out Iran's nuclear facilities. So this could be tomorrow. This could be July 3rd, which would be the maximum of the two-week marker, which is the day before Independence Day for our nation. So I wanted to read that to you because that is going to come into play. That's going to come into play. Now, we're going to shift gears here. This is related, what I'm about to tell you, but we're going to shift gears a little bit because something started emerging before this Israel-Iran conflict, before what erupted in Los Angeles, California. There's a pattern that started emerging prophetically that was connecting things that you would not think were connected until you looked at it as a whole body of work. And you began to realize that prophetically, these things are connected, and it was pointing to the time we were entering. So January, we're going to start with January 28th, 2025. We're going to work our way up till now, and you're going to see the pattern. Okay, press release. Doomsday clock set at 89 seconds to midnight, closest ever to human extinction. Humanity edging closer to catastrophe. The iconic doomsday clock moves 1 second closer to midnight as global existential threats rage. Clock factors include nuclear weapons, climate crisis, artificial intelligence, infectious disease, and conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East. So they were basing this in January and moved it to 89 seconds to midnight based on conflicts in the Middle East that hadn't happened yet, but they were still dealing with the whole Gaza issue. Let's put it that way. They were dealing with the Gaza issue at that point. They were not dealing with this other conflict yet. This was January 28th, 2025. Now, we're going to put up the next article. You're going to start to see a pattern here before this erupted. You're going to see a pattern. Warning of natural disaster. Rare doomsday fish spotted off the coast in this state of India amid new Baba Vanga's chilling prediction. Okay, so basically this fish called an oar fish, otherwise known as a doomsday fish, that is deep, 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 deep in the ocean, appeared basically in this area of India very recent. And before it appeared in India, we're going to put up the news article from Newsweek. Before it appeared in India, Oh no, that's oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, keep that up for a minute because I'm going to talk about that too. But before it appeared in India, a doomsday fish, May 2nd, 2025, was also spotted washed up on a beach in Encinitas, California. So you have the doomsday clock has moved. May 2nd, 2025, you have a doomsday fish that washes up on the shores of Encinitas, California, okay, a beach there, May 2nd, 2025. Then within the past, oh, I don't know, week or so, let's see what this article is, June 9th, updated June 19th. So within the past few days, now another doomsday fish appears in an area near India. Okay, so you're starting to see a pattern emerge. Now we could put up the Newsweek news article and you're going to see a pattern here. Trump's nuclear attack doomsday plane arrives in Washington. U.S. Air Force doomsday plane arrives at Joint Base Andrews Tuesday night, fueling speculation of a potential U.S. role in the escalating Israel-Iran crisis. This plane apparently can function in the middle of a nuclear attack. So this plane is literally designed to be a command center in the air for the leadership to function in the midst of a nuclear or very serious attack, let's say. So this plane lands, apparently makes an unexpected arrival at Andrews, Joint Base Andrews, Tuesday night. And you have, for the past 5 months or so, right? 5 to 6 months, you've had this word doomsday coming up over and over again before all this erupted. Before what erupted in California, before what erupted with Iran and Israel, you had the doomsday clock that got moved. You've got the doomsday fish that washes up on a beach in California. You've got a doomsday fish that shows up near India in that part of the world. And then you've got the doomsday plane that now flew into near Washington, D.C. So over the past 5 months, this word doomsday has surfaced over and over again in different ways, right? All leading up to what we have seen erupt. I don't think that's an accident. I don't think that's an accident that it happened this way. I think that there are cycles prophetically. There are things that happen to come into the natural prophetically to sound an alarm before something erupts. I think this is one of those cases where you had the word doomsday over and over and over again, prophetically showing up in the natural in different ways. And then in June, it all erupts. So for five months, you see this word show up. And now it all basically spills over and boils out. I don't think that is an accident. I think that's what happens when things start getting pushed into the natural from the realm of the spirit. That starts sounding an alarm of where things are potentially headed. That's what I think happened here. And that's why I wanted to show you that pattern, because I found it very odd myself. And I wanted to talk about it for a moment here. Also, in the middle of this, just to note, North Korea and its leader decided to do this. North Korea launches more than a dozen rockets, South Korea says. So North Korea now, seeing an opportunity, because it's also run by a sociopath, has now decided to start firing rockets of its own, thinking the U.S. and Israel are tied up right now with Iran. So now this dwarf that's running North Korea now has decided to start firing missiles into the sea near South Korea in the middle of this, thinking everybody else is tied up. This is how predators work. Why is this happening in Pride Month? Because pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a big fall. And he thinks everybody else is tied up with this business over here. So now you're going to see him. You might see China do a couple of flybys over Taiwan. You're going to see the predators, the serpents, start to rear up for a strike when they think the United States and Israel and their allies are tied up right now with Iran. So he's doing this in the middle of all of this. So just keep watch on North Korea in the middle of all of this, because he sees an opportunity here to try to advance. He sees an opportunity to try to advance in this. And this is why you're starting to see this behavior all during June, all during Pride Month, all during the month, which is Sivan on the Jewish calendar, that the Jews were supposed to be humbled at Mount Sinai and receive the law and be humbled under the law of God. But instead, they raised a golden calf out of pride and worshiped the golden calf. So the enemy then took that golden calf concept and raised up Pride Month. And now you see all these leaders losing their ever-loving minds together. You know why? Because they're all influenced by similar principalities. So when one's going to do it, you're going to see the others do it, because they're all under the influence of similar principalities in the realm of the spirit. So you have the pride rising, which means these leaders are set for a big fall. Proverbs 16, 17 through 19 says, "The highway of the upright turns away and departs from evil. He who guards his way protects his life. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. It is better to be humble in spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud." It is the time of this group of verses in Proverbs. This is the time. This is the time in this crescendo of what we've hit in this month. And I'm going to show you something too about the Middle East. I'm going to show you something in accordance with the book of Revelation to understand why you constantly see certain countries doing what they're doing. There is a prophetic pattern here that has to do with the book of Revelation. So I'm going to read to you from Revelation, and then I'm going to show you the pattern as to why you keep seeing this happen over and over and over and over again in that area, because it's tied directly to something in the book of Revelation. So Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 through 7 says, "Then I saw the Lamb," which was Christ, "broke one of the seven seals. And I heard one of the four living creatures call out as with a voice of thunder, 'Come.' I looked and behold a white horse whose rider carried a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he rode forth conquering and to conquer. When he broke the second seal, I heard the second living creature call out, 'Come.' And another, a fiery red horse came out, and its rider was empowered to take peace from the earth so that men would slaughter one another. And a great sword of war and violent death was given to him." Verse 5, "When he, the Lamb, broke open the third seal, I heard the third living creature call out, 'Come.' I looked and behold a black horse of famine, and the rider had in his hand a pair of scales. And I heard something like a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, 'A quart of wheat for a denarius, which is a day's wages, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not damage the oil and the wine.'" Verse 7, "Then he, the Lamb, broke open the fourth seal. I heard the voice of the fourth living creature call out, 'Come.' So I looked and behold an ashen, a pale greenish horse, and its rider's name was Death, and Hades was following with him. They were given authority and power over a fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword and with famine and with plague and with wild beasts of the earth." So in Revelation 6, 1 through 7, you have a white horse, you have a red horse, you have a black horse, and you have a green horse. Okay? Now, let me just show you the flags of the Middle East. Let me just show you the flags of Iran, Lebanon, United Arab Emirates, Yemen, Iraq, Syria, Egypt, and Palestine. What do you notice about all of these flags in the Middle East? White, red, green, and black. What were the colors of the horses in Revelation 6 when the seals were opened? White, red, green, and black. This is not a coincidence. You keep seeing this erupt in this area when this is what's being spoken about in the book of Revelation. There is a pattern here. There is a reason we keep seeing this in this part of the world. There's a reason in Revelation 6, 6 being the number of man, you see the white horse, the red horse, the green horse, and the black horse. And all of these countries, their flag white, red, black, and green, except for Lebanon and let's see who else here. Iran and Lebanon are red, white, and green, and Egypt is red, white, and black. But all of these nations have these colors within it. This is not an accident. This is why you see this continuously erupting. And don't you notice how in the middle of all of this white, red, green, and black, you've got Israel that is white and blue? There is a reason for that. There is a separation for that. There is a reason all these countries have the same colors as the horses of Revelation 6. And Israel is in the middle of it, and its countries, its colors are white and blue. There's a reason for it. It's like a point on the map, right, that surrounds all of these nations that are influenced by the colors of the riders that are come forth when the seals are opened in Revelation 6. So when you see this just spring up and you've got conservative and Democrat talking heads, not understanding the spiritual aspect of this and the end times and why this keeps happening and why it has to happen. You see, that's the part they're missing. They don't understand the revelatory, spiritual part of why this is happening. All they want to say is, let Israel fight their own battle. We don't want to be involved. Israel's to blame for everything. Well, look at the colors of all these countries that surround Israel. And those are all the colors of the horsemen of the apocalypse. Right there in black and white. Those are the countries you have to be worried about. And I'll tell you, in the middle of this, in the middle of everything that's happened, Saudi Arabia did something very interesting. Saudi Arabia deployed fighter jets to go shoot down Iranian missiles that were being fired at Israel. So the Saudi crown prince deployed his air force to go protect Israel and to shoot down the missiles that Iran was firing. Now, let me tell you why this is so prophetic, and it goes back to the beginning of the Jewish nation. Saudi Arabia is involved in the Abraham Accords with Israel. Saudi Arabia is Ishmael, Israel is Isaac. The only time Isaac and Ishmael came together was over Abraham. And now, prophetically, you see the reenactment and the reliving of the beginning of the Jewish nation with Abraham and his two sons and Ishmael being raised up to be a great Arab nation and Isaac being raised up to be the promised nation of Israel. And you see the two of them prophetically in this time coming together over Abraham. It says in the word of God that Isaac and Ishmael came together to bury their father Abraham. It was one of the only times they rejoined together, was over the agreement that Abraham was their father. And Saudi Arabia right now is Ishmael in this, coming together with Isaac over Abraham. So there's a lot of prophetic events and symbolism that is happening in the middle of this, having to do with Abraham, having to do with the book of Revelation chapter 6, having to do with what the Lord said was coming to Iran and the Ayatollah, because judgment has entered the courts and the halls of the Ayatollah. It's an appointed time by God that this is happening, and that's why it's called Operation Rising Lion, because God is the Lion of Judah. And back during Passover, now if we have this clip to play, I would like you guys to play it, please. I had talked about, from California, the back of Iran was about to be broken. And we had played this clip, I think it was on the emergency broadcast, of the back of Iran is about to be broken. And what's so prophetic about this clip, and now if we can't find it, it's okay, we'll find it and we'll put it out. But when lions go to take down their prey, now, I didn't know this. When this flew out of my mouth during Passover, when we were in California, that flew out via the Holy Spirit. So I didn't understand the depths of it at the time when I spoke it. But when lions go to take their prey out, many times they will break their back in order to paralyze their prey. So when it came out of my mouth in California, the back of the Ayatollah, or the back of Iran, is about to be broken. It was the Holy Spirit testifying to the operation that was about to go forth against Iran, which was Operation Rising Lion. So fascinating. When you go to look back prophetically, after it happens, you begin to understand why the Lord had you say what you said. So there's a lot of prophetic events, symbolism happening. You know, the reversal with the Islamic Revolution, the 47-year reversal we're watching happen with President Trump, the 47th president in office. None of this is by accident. These are prophetic appointed times that we are watching happen within the earth. And this is why President Trump was appointed by God in this time. And yes, it's not a man that's going to save America. It's not a man that's going to save the Middle East. It is Almighty God that raises up leaders in order to carry out his will in the earth. You cannot idolize the man. The man is fallible. You pray for the man. You intercede for wisdom for President Trump. You intercede for wisdom for the leaders of Israel. You intercede for the innocent Iranian people that are in the way, that want to be freed from the oppressive bondage of this 12er Shia, you know, 12th Imam coming reign that the Ayatollah has put in place. You pray for wisdom for them, and that the Lord orders their steps, he orders their words, and he gives them the spiritual intelligence they need to go forth and accomplish what the Lord has appointed from his throne, written on scrolls and sent into the earth, because this is a time where the justice of Yahweh, the joy of the Lord, has gone out into the earth multiplied. This is why you're going to see a domino effect of leaders falling that have not only been at war, but have been terrorizing their own people and have been attacking people through proxies for decades. This is why you're going to see a domino effect in this time of their toppling, because it's an appointed time. It's an appointed time for that. Okay, so our team is just getting to the spot of it. Okay, here we go. Pray for the Church of Iran right now, because Iran, the back of Iran is going to be broken. The back of Iran is going to be broken. It is coming. So just pray for that church too, the underground church, because the enemy is out for blood right now. And he is out and he is looking to rear up for a strike. He is looking to clip the wings of the eagle. He is looking to clip the wings of America in the middle of this. And normally when you clip the wings, it means you're going to go after leadership. Normally, when you clip the wings, it means you want to go after leadership. You want to go after what lifts the bird up. You want to go after what causes it to mount up. So just remember that and pray and intercede as we go forth, because I'm going to be vigilantly watching and praying. And if we have to come on an emergency live because something happens, we absolutely will do that, because
we did
such a sobering time within the earth and for nations. And one of the largest changings of the guard is being triggered right now. Mm-hmm. Within the earth. And we are going to see that as well. And this thing going on with Russia and Ukraine, one of those leaders is going to fall very, very soon. You're going to see very soon one of those leaders completely crumble and fall and be overthrown. So I'm just warning you about that too, that.
Okay. Thank you for finding that. That was April 10th, 2025. The back of Iran is about to be broken, and they are going to try to clip the wings of America. What happened simultaneously? Operation Rising Lion goes forth out of Israel, breaks the back of Iran and their leadership. And at the same time, you saw the No Kings protest try to rage across the nation and attempt to begin to try to clip the wings of America. When that came out of my mouth via the Holy Spirit, that was meant to be two events happening simultaneously. And we are watching that happen. And when lions go after their prey many times, they try to break their backs in order to paralyze them so they can't move. And this is another reason that came out of my mouth by way of the Holy Spirit, because he was testifying to the type of operation that was about to be launched against Iran, Operation Rising Lion. So all of this is prophetic, how this is unfolding in the month of June into July. So the fact this is getting so intense leading up to our Independence Day in America, I believe we're probably going to be on quite a high alert by that time when July 4th does come. So just continue to pray. There's a 2-week window for President Trump to make a decision here. There is a 2-week window to decide, I guess, whether to get involved militarily and go after the rest of Iran's underground facilities. They do know where the Ayatollah Khomeini is. He is in a deep underground bunker. They are very aware right now of his, I guess, location and where he is. I believe Israel did get to a bunker where the IRGC, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, was, and got to that bunker as well, where the leaders of that were. Because it's sort of like a hierarchy where you have the Ayatollah, then you have the IRGC, and then you have, so the president of Iran, it's kind of like a hierarchy that's built like that. So continue to look at this prophetically and ask the Lord to show it to you from his perspective. Ask the Lord because when the Lord wants to judge a nation, he doesn't need the permission of Democratic or conservative commentators to do it. And he doesn't need their permission on who he chooses to use to do it. God will raise up the most flawed of individuals to expose some things about a nation. He will raise up the most flawed individuals to lead in order to expose something about that time, that season, and that nation. And when God from his throne has judged that a cup of iniquity has to be poured out of a nation, that the blood is crying out like the blood of Abel, that the Lord is bringing the appointed time for that leadership to be judged. He does not need anybody's permission, nor does he need to take a poll of who he should choose to use to do it. And I think in the conservative world and amongst the Democrats, they forget that. I think within the federal government at times, they forget that if God is choosing to deal with a nation, he can choose with that, deal with them however he pleases, use whoever he pleases, and do it whenever he pleases to accomplish his purposes, his timing, his schedule, and his rulings before his throne that are fully holy and righteous within the earth. And I think when they start running their mouths, they forget that they need to have the fear of the Lord and understand he doesn't need their permission. He can raise up whom he pleases in order to deal with what he wants dealt with in the earth. He doesn't need a cookie cutter leader. He needs a willing servant. He needs someone that has walked through the fire and understands that battle. You see, when God looks to raise up a leader, he isn't looking the way Samuel was looking at David's brothers, how tall and handsome, you know, and battle ready they were. No, he's looking at the most inward parts that we cannot see, nor as humans can we judge. And he does not need anybody's permission. And if he chooses to use any nation to deal with another nation, it's all over scripture. You know how many times God had Assyria coming after Israel? Because Israel rebelled against God's commandments and God's laws, and he raised up an adversary against them, and he caused that adversary to come at them and attack them. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord's. It's not the United States of America's. It's not Israel's. It's not Iran's. It's not Ukraine's. It's not Russia's. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And we have to remember that when we see these things, that God raises up leaders in certain times to expose things about that time in history, to expose things about that nation, and to bring certain issues to a head. So they have to be dealt with. So they have to be dealt with. And that's why you're seeing happen what you are seeing happen. So praise the Lord for that. Oh, I heated up on that one. Okay, we have a couple things just to go over fast. We're going to wind it down because we're already an hour and 21 minutes. Praise the Lord. So first, our gala. We are having our Ark of Grace gala in September. Donna Clement Petruska is going to be speaking. I'm going to be speaking as well. You're going to be able to meet some of the animals from Ark of Grace Sanctuary. We will be doing an hour-long meet and greet with the animals. So if you would like to come, you can contact us. You can email us as well for more information. We would love to see you there. Also, the Revelationary War is out. If you want to understand what's happening now, this book prophetically breaks down about nations and why we see certain cycles prophetically happen within nations. We are in a revelationary war. It is the revelations that are pure from Almighty God versus the adulterated revelations the enemy is pawning off that are counterfeits going into the earth to try to overthrow God's plans and purposes. So if you want to understand more what's going on now, this book is available wherever books are sold. It is on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. You just have to search The Revelationary War. It's at Charisma House's site as well. I give all glory to God that I was even able to write this book. So if you want to understand more, this will help you prophetically understand more about what is happening within the nations. And lastly, we're going to put up Century H2O real fast. This is Century H2O. It is a 5-stage under the sink water system. They also have them for your entire house. They remove tons of harmful toxins, not only for you, but for your pets. Too high a grade of minerals and toxins in the water can actually give pets health issues, including stones as well in their bladder. So it actually clears all of that out, makes the water very healthy for you and your pets to drink. If you are interested, you could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. You promo code GRACE10 for a 10% discount off your order. So that's where we're going to end tonight. Thank you everyone for joining us. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. The word of God is living and active and current for every generation. This is our sword. This is what this is. So in order for a sword to be effective, you have to swing it. And so you want to constantly be speaking this, be in the word, be using it, because it truly is a living, active, breathing sword. book. And so this is why we encourage you in the word, as well as Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 through 20, and chapter 3, verses 14 through 19. I say these scriptures every single day. They're in the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin as well. Sometimes I say them multiple times a day. This is, we have to get into the discipline. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We have to speak the word. Also, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, straight spiritual intelligence from the throne room of God on prayer. Incorporate that into your prayer life if you haven't already, as well as Hebrews 11, one of the greatest chapters on faith and the men and women of faith that walked with the Lord throughout scripture. Absolutely incredible. So we like to encourage you in the word as we close, because we want you to be drawn into a deeper relationship with the Lord. You know, when we go over these things, it's always meant to draw you closer to the Lord through Jesus Christ. It's always meant you to want to go dive deeper biblically, to dive deeper prophetically, to get into a deeper relationship so you can get on the road and go deeper with the Lord where he wants to take you. So all glory be to God. Thank you to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Have a wonderful night, everyone. We will be putting out shorts the rest of the week. If something does happen, I am sure we will be back on. So if it's an emergency live, we will announce, but continue to pray and intercede. Keep the faith. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs.